You can build a fence along the border between the United States and Mexico, but you can't build a fence across the sea. And more smugglers are using that route. Amy Isaacson of member station KPBS went for a cruise with federal agents who are trying to stop illegal immigrants and drug runners off the coast of San Diego.
It's just after 9 p.m. as we motor out of the harbor and into the Pacific Ocean. The lights of downtown San Diego twinkle over our shoulders.
No Cinco de Mayo margaritas on this cruise.
I wish.
We're on a U.S. Customs and Border Protection boat that can cut through the water at up to 70 miles per hour. Kelly Hill directs the Marine Interdiction Unit in San Diego. They patrol the ocean for illegal traffic that comes north from Mexico.
Used to be a season, March all the way out till October-ish. You know, they would just kind of blend in with the hundreds of other boats out here. And what has happened is it's just continued.
About a mile offshore, we bob around in the swells. It's pitch black. You can't see much of anything.
These boats are small. They'll run without lights. They hide in the swell. And then it makes it more difficult for us to try to find them. They'll go about 12 to 13 miles out and come straight north.
Federal officials have intercepted about a dozen of these boats off the coast of San Diego during the last year. On this night, they didn't find any. In fact, they didn't really look. Instead, they explained their job to me. At least a dozen of the rickety boats have slipped through their grasp recently and been found abandoned on local beaches. Some have come aground just a few miles from the international border. Others go as far as 35 miles north to the Tony beaches of La Jolla and Del Mar. One gray morning last November, lifeguards in Del Mar got a call that a 20-foot fishing boat was floating in the surf. John Edelbrock is a lifeguard sergeant there.
On board, it appeared as if there were some fishing poles deployed, but they were merely for show. And there were about six life jackets scattered on the beach.
Smugglers probably picked this beach because from where I'm standing here at the water's edge, it's just about a 150-yard sprint to a major highway. From there, it's easy to jump into a waiting car and then disappear into San Diego or go north to Los Angeles or even beyond. Edelbrock says since that first boat back in November, federal officials started spending the night in his lifeguard tower. Despite the surveillance, four more boats have come ashore at this very spot. One was abandoned just a few blocks away.
It's a totally predictable consequence of the tightening of enforcement on the land border.
Immigration expert Wayne Cornelius of UC San Diego expects to see more sea crossings as the federal government builds hundreds of miles of new fencing along the border.
The people smugglers always are one step ahead of whatever is happening on the enforcement front. There are almost no limits to what they are capable of at least trying.
Coming back into the harbor, Customs and Border Protection's Kelly Hill says Cornelius is correct. But Hill says his agents are creative, too.
They'll do one thing, we'll figure it out, they'll do something else, and we're just chasing each other's tail.
Hill says it's like a big game of chess, a game played out on 4,000 square miles of ocean. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.